coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so it's going to be you and me, and, well, you're going to have to call in, or we're just going to have a monologue. But I was reading an article by Robert Samuelson. He's one of the few columnists I really read and trust, because I think he makes things very, very clear. And you must understand that America is on the path to destruction. You can't keep spending more than you take in year after year after year without eventually going bankrupt. It just doesn't work for individuals or for governments. So I'm going to read what Robert Samuelson said in a recent article here called Democracy in America. And I quote, "The Washington of conventional wisdom and the real Washington are two entirely different places. The Washington of conventional wisdom is overrun by well-paid insiders, lobbyists, lawyers, publicists, who systematically manipulate government politics to benefit corporations and the rich, defying the will of the people. Now the real Washington has a government that is entirely different. The real Washington has a government that was paid for by the rich and the well-to-do. Benefits go mainly to the poor and to the middle class, while politicians of both parties live in fear that they might offend the will of the people. That is the voters. Recently, Rotten Haskins of the Brookings Institute testified before the House Budget Committee of the growth of the 10 largest means-tested federal programs that serve people who qualify by various definitions of poverty. Here's what Haskins reported. From 1980 to 2011, annual spending on these programs for poverty grew from $126 billion to $626 billion. All the figures are inflation-adjusted 2011 dollars. And that means divide the number of people below the government poverty line. Spending went from $4,200 or $300 per poor person to $13,000 for every poor person in America. Comes as our money just spent on people who are considered to be poor. In 1962, the figure was $516. Basically, we have Medicaid, food stamps, now called supplementary nutrition. We have the earned income tax credit. That's a wage subsidy for people who get a low work income. We have Pell Grants. There are other smaller programs dedicated to the poor, and a report from the Congressional Research Service estimates the total number at 83 programs for the people giving away money. And, of course, the additional spending on the programs, the 10 largest programs, is an average of about $210 billion. The total of all programs for the poor is over $800 billion a year here in the United States. Now, the more money we spend on poverty, the more poverty we get. It used to be, we had 15% of the people considered on poverty. Today, 46 million people are essentially receiving food stamps. To be sure, some spending reflects the effects of the Great Recession, but most of the spending doesn't reflect the recession. Spending on the poor has increased steadily for decades. 45 million people on food stamps. They're receiving an average of $287 a month. And of course, we get into a family of four where you're getting almost $1,000 a month for food stamps, according to a congressional report on this. But the number in 2007, when the economy was healthy, was roughly 50% higher than in 2001. The programs for the poor pale besides the middle-class transfers. The giants here are Social Security at $725 billion in 2001 and Medicare at $560 billion. Combine all this spending, programs for the poor, Social Security and Medicare, and the total is nearly $2.1 trillion. That's about 60% of 2011 non-interest federal spending of $3.4 trillion. So most of what we're spending is simply on transfers for poverty and for Medicare and Social Security. You can debate whether all this spending is too much or too little. My point is different. These numbers speak volumes about our politics. One lesson is that Washington really hasn't been taken over by money groups. In a democracy, even the rich are entitled to promote their interests. It's true that they have lobbyists and lawyers, and sometimes they win lucrative tax breaks and subsidies or regulatory preferences. But as far as the spending numbers show, the influence of the wealthy is exaggerated, especially considering their tax burden. The richest fifth of Americans pay nearly 70% of federal taxes. Let me repeat that. The richest fifth, or richest 20% of Americans pay nearly 70% of the federal taxes, and the richest pay 10%. The richest 10% pay 55% of the taxes. The richest 10% of Americans pay 55% of the taxes. Now, and I guess you get down to the richest 1%, they pay about 40% of the taxes. And you want to increase their taxes, they're just going to move out. Well, that's my comment, not his. The larger lesson is that contrary to conventional wisdom, American politics have not become insensitive to the will of the people. In many ways, just the opposite is true. Politicians are too responsive to the popular will. The real Washington is in the business of pleasing as many people as possible for as long as possible. There are now vast constituencies dependent on the largest of the federal government. This is the main cause of huge structural budget deficits, meaning that they aren't simply a hangover. And we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're on the road to disaster.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's time 9 gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, telephone number this morning, because our guest is here, telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we'd like to hear from you, because, of course, I've got sort of a cold this morning. So we really do need to have you call in. But basically, we're on the road to disaster. We have a situation where we're spending 43 cents out of every dollar we spend has to be borrowed. And, of course, the Republicans want to cut taxes. But you can't cut taxes when, of course, you don't have enough money to cover your what you're putting out. The Democrats want to increase spending. Well, if you increase spending, what you do is you just go further in the hole. You spend more money that you don't have. Now, this would all be organized insanity. You'd say, you know, this just couldn't be happening. I mean, because it's going to lead to the destruction of our society. If it were simply a matter of politics with the Democrats on one side and the Republicans on the other, where we have an advantage is we know there's a small clique that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of this idea of representative government. And if you read what the invisible government says, I'm talking about the people from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 to take over control of the whole world. Well, if you read what they talk about, I'm talking about people like Mortimer Zuckerman, who runs U.S. U.S. News and World Report, or Richard Haass, who is the president of the CFR. And they're both trilateralists. And the trilateralists really are in charge of everything here and throughout the world, as we pointed out in the past. Why, they recently appointed one of the members to be the premier of Italy, another member to be the premier of the government of Greece. And, of course, how could you get two members? There's only 100 members of the Trilateral Commission and Europe, and one of them is the president of Greece, premier of Greece, the other is premier of Italy, and of course they're running Europe. And if you know who they are, they're running the United States. And you'll see these articles all the time about, and Dennis Ross said this, that, or the other thing. And you wonder, who's Dennis Ross? Well, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and said the American ambassador to the United Nations. CFR, Trilateral Commission, Timothy Geithner, Trilateral Commission. I mean, the people who surround Barack Obama and tell him what to do, cover the membership rolls of either the CFR or the Trilateral Mission. So this effort to create the problems we have is not happening by accident or simply because of the fact that we have politicians who won't take a stand. What is the plan now of the elite? They're going to bring austerity to the whole world. And the austerity they're bringing in Europe is causing social unrest. And you saw what happened in France this weekend. They voted out Sarkozy. They brought the socialists to power. What do socialists want? They want a fascist society where they control everything. And freedom, as we've noted, is simply a remembrance of things past. And that is the ultimate goal, to actually destroy contemporary civilization and out of this to bring in a world fascist state under the control of a ruling elite, because this is really what we have. But you have to have a crisis before the people will plead, you know, please come in and do something. Or we're going to lose our Social Security. We're going to lose our Medicare. We're entitled to these things. We paid for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not entitled to anything. They've stolen your money, and they've already spent it, and there is no Social Security fund. There is no Medicare fund. There are only bonds there, Treasury bonds, and the Treasury doesn't have any money. And so basically, 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, of course, it has to be borrowed, and of course, since people are not buying, other countries and individuals are not buying our T-bills, because they know they'll never be repaid, there's no way in the world there's enough money for America to pay its real debts, which is about $81 trillion, if you use the general accepted accounting principles. Other countries aren't buying our debt, so who's buying it? Why, we're buying our own debt. We're just creating money. Federal Reserve is creating money to buy the debt, and they will admit to buying 61% of the debts we're amassing to make the payments to people that we can't afford. And eventually, the whole system is going to come crashing down, and that's just what the elite want. They want that so they can justify their ruthless tyranny that's planned. My telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I've got rather a bad cold this morning, so I'd appreciate it if you'd give us a call and make your remarks based upon this. But people don't understand that here in America, why the top 1% of our wage earners are paying almost 40% of the federal taxes. And, of course, the top 10% are paying about 55% of the federal taxes. People talk about what's going on today, you know, basically they're buying the support of the poor. They're buying the support of the middle class. Everybody wants freedom in America. But how many people are willing to give up Social Security? How many people are willing to give up Medicare? And if you take the money we spend for Social Security and Medicare, $720 million for Social Security, billion for Medicare, $740 million for Medicare, $520 billion for Social Security, for Medicare. Anyway, prison and in the military, that is about $2.1 trillion. That's all we're spending in because of the massive tax cuts that Bush bought in. But he knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to bankrupt America because George W. Bush was a member of the CFR. He's a member of the Bohemian Grove. He is a member of Skull and Bones, a secret Luciferian society, so secret that he will not tell anybody about it. And when Tim Russert asked both George W. Bush and John Kerry about the Skull and Bones Society, when they were during the presidential campaign, and I think it was 2004, why both of them, Tim Russert, died shortly thereafter, as happens so often to someone in the media who gets too far out of line. You do not ask about Skull and Bones. It is a secret Luciferian society where they revere the owl. That's what it says in their publications. And who is the owl? He is, that's Bohemian Grove. But in the ceremonies where you're initiated into Skull and Bones, you bow before a replica of Lucifer. In the Bohemian Grove, you bow before the replica of Moloch, who is also a replica of Lucifer. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that behind everything going on today are powerful secret societies. And certainly the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, founded in the occult, dedicated to world government. And, of course, that secret society created in 1891, then created its most powerful fronts in 1919 and 1921. In 1919, they created the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which controls Great Britain, headquartered in Chatham House and number 10, St. James Square in London, not too far from Trafalgar Square, and the Buckingham Palace, where their agents, the King and Queen of England, reside part-time. And then, of course, here in America, why, of course, the government is controlled by the CFR, and, of course, their front organization, the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, they are number 58th Street in New York City. And they always are creating a controlled opposition. That's what Occupy Wall Street's all about, a controlled opposition that will never tell the American people the truth. And, of course, you notice that on May Day, there were coordinated demonstrations all across America, all across the world by Occupy Wall Street. How could you have coordinated sending demonstrations all across the world? Why, of course, you have people who are employed to do it. And certainly in several of the cities, why, of course, the people were there demonstrating. And then came in the professional agent provocateur, usually dressed in blacks with black ski masks and wearing ninja suits. They start breaking windows. They start fires. They want to create a confrontation with the police. They get one going. They mysteriously disappear. And I'm talking about the agent provocateurs. And then the police are battling the people battling the police. That's how it's done. That's how they did it in Seattle. And we have a four CD, a four tape set on the battle in Seattle. But the techniques used in Seattle half a dozen years ago are identical with the techniques being used by the Occupy Wall Street movement, all of which are well-financed by the very people, by George Soros, who happens to be a member of the CFR, and the other people of great wealth who want a controlled opposition. And, of course, the ultimate goal, what most politicians don't understand, and what even people like Robert Samuelson don't understand, is behind all of this is a desire for a one-world dictatorship under a one-world ruling elite with a new one-world religion that will install the one-world ruler. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we'd appreciate your calls, your thoughts, and comments. But basically, of course, most people find what's going on something difficult to understand, but they intend to topple Europe, and as when Europe goes down and the euro fails, of course, we have so much money invested over there. Why, of course, it's going to bring down our economy. And who do we have calling?
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's Devin in Lakewood. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Good. I had a few things I wanted to bring up. Number one, I wanted to see if you had checked out what they're doing in Chicago in preparation for the NATO thing. They're basically locking down the whole city, and I think that's kind of a bellwether as to what's going to happen just as every day in the future. And another thing I wanted to bring up was I want to ask you your thoughts on graffiti, because I know that during the Revolutionary War, leading up to, people getting real mad at the British, long before there was any kind of action, there was, a lot of graffiti and a lot of people putting out flyers and taping them to things and everything. I wanted to see if you were in support of that kind of action as a way to kind of get the message out.
Well, I think that the way, I think that that's absolutely necessary. You have to have the people understand what's going on, but so much of the material that's being put out today is disinformation. I mean, they've infiltrated our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations. Yes, we should be trying to get people elected to Congress. We should be getting people elected locally in our local boards of supervisors and cities. We have to be using the democratic process and then pointing out that the electronic voting machines are rigged. Get away from electronic voting machines and get back counting the votes. And give us a call at 754.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I've had our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
You understand, this is Chuck Scott.
Otherwise, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, how you doing? This is Edward again out of Brighton, Colorado. I just want to bring to your attention that I don't know if you heard about it, because I just tuned into your radio show. There's a new manual. It's called, well, it's FM 3-39-4, and it's called the Internment and Resettlement Operations. It's basically a re-education camp for the people that don't agree with the government's policies. And I read this last week, and it's pretty amazing. It's basically they're going to re-educate people that disagree with the government, and they're going to use the PSYOP officers for them to do it. So I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Well, I'm not sure. Is this something recent or what? They've been using PSYOPs on this for a long time. Could you speak just a little louder? I'm having difficulty hearing. Go right ahead.
Okay, now can you hear me well?
Yeah, well, go ahead. Just speak a little louder.
This manual was built in 2010, but it was declassified, and plus it was leaked. And basically what it does is it's a re-education camp for the people that don't agree with the government politics or their views. And one of the sections on here, section 3-56, it says it's going to re-educate DCs and political activists and indoctrination to their policies views. So what I'm thinking here is it's going to re-educate people or people that don't agree with the government and what they do is. I found this on Infowars.com, and you can just type in FM-3-39-40, and it's amazing. It says right in plain sight that the PSYOP officer will indoctrinate people. So I'm just...
I'm sure that they intend to do that down the line. Not now. They have to have a crisis impose their dictatorship, and then they will start rounding people up, but not now. We still have time to get the word out. What we need to do is convince the American people that there really is an organized effort to destroy our economy, to impoverish our people, to make them dependent upon the government, and then out of the chaos that's coming, they will begin to round up people. I think it's going to happen. We know that they have the camps. They spent a lot of money building all of these camps, and they're all empty.
Exactly. And then on the government organizations, there's a long list, but there's lists highlighted that are involved, and one of them is the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is called ICE, and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So these are some of the organizations that are involved in this document or this army manual here, and it just amazes me how I hear news every single day that they're trying to take our freedoms away. And then, as you were saying, Rahm Emanuel said, "You cannot let a good crisis go to waste." So I'm thinking within this year something's going to happen, because we got 1 million people that don't work. We got 12 million people that are unemployed, and then we got 86 million people that are not looking for work. So there's no way that we're going to pay this debt down. I don't care what Obama says or what he does. He's just going to lie to the American people until they cannot lie no more. And when you look at the puzzle with the sign of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, and then the other executive order, the National Defense Preparedness Resources. Basically, Obama could take over all our national resources, transportation, communications, and we got I believe it's FEMA. They purchased 450 million rounds of hollow point rounds. But when you add up the whole puzzle and when you look at the whole picture, it makes a lot of sense to people. But I know there's some people out there that don't watch the news or don't know what's going on, and I kind of feel sorry for them.
Well, your job and mine is to get them educated and just try to approach them easily, because people want to believe something like this. And they're going to have to be re-educated slowly. They're not going to believe that our economy can come crashing down literally overnight. But when it does, then we need to get them on our side rather than looking to the government. And it's not our government. It is the invisible government. It's the government of these traitors and subversives who took control of both political parties, who control the media, who control the banking system. They are the traitors, the subversives, that want this socialist dictatorship. And we've got to point out that they have violated our laws. They have certainly, many of them have signed oaths to uphold our Constitution, and they're working against it. That's treason. And they should be arrested, tried, and convicted. And we're never going to do it until we have the vast majority of the people on our side.
Exactly. And one of the other things I want to talk to you about is Ron Paul. He's actually winning delegates in Maine, Minnesota, Alaska. So I think he has a real shot of being the nomination for the president and to go up against Obama. So he has a real chance of winning now, even though the mainstream media doesn't tell you that. But I've been hearing a lot of news about Ron Paul, and it's getting a whole lot better for him. But I don't know whether he'll win or not. You know, there's still people in the voting, and then I guess all the votes are electoral now, and then there's a company in Spain that counts all the votes. So who knows what's going to happen by then. So, but hopefully he'll win. And we get a president out there that knows what he's doing. So, but I thought
I think on Ron Paul, we don't know what's going to happen. We figure they're going to rig a lot of the elections. They're going to steal delegates. I'm hoping that if Ron does not get the Republican nomination, he will run on a third party and that keep this movement alive. As more and more people begin to realize what's happening and are rallying to his position, the vast majority of the American people do not want to go into another war in the Middle East, either with Iran or with the Muslim world, and yet the establishment does. The average American doesn't support torture, the establishment does. The average American would like to cut the size of government. The establishment doesn't want to do that. It is a situation where, of course, 43 cents out of every dollar we spend has to be borrowed because they want to crash and destroy our economy and impoverish everyone. Ron Paul has a plan that would work, that would begin cutting back on the size of government. That's what we've got to try to do. I know 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call here.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses verse 19 through 21. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm here at Eastside Breakcast. Is our caller still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Is our caller still here?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Well, basically, Chris, what we need to do, and you need to have a simple way of letting people know they plan a dictatorship. If you can get them up on the Internet and have them go to YouTube and type in just Jesse Ventura, FEMA camps, InfraGuard, Sydney, various things, and get the material that Jesse Ventura has put out where you actually see these camps. They're real, they're not imaginary. But basically, point out that everybody in America has a number. That they're putting up their cameras all over the country not to catch the bad guys. It is so they can monitor us from the cradle to the grave. Everybody has cards, grocery cards, city Visa cards. They're keeping track of everything we buy. And everybody has dossiers, and somebody asked them why FEMA has a dossier on them. Office of Homeland Security has a dossier. The FBI has a dossier. The CIA has a dossier. Why the government sent agents around to the Department of Motor Vehicles to lie to the people to actually get pictures of everybody so they could put them in their dossiers. Why we have Project Echelon. You can check it out on the Internet. They listen to all of your conversations. They read all of your emails and faxes. It's done by the computers. Of course, the NSA doesn't do it. They have the British MI6 do it here, and we do it over in England. But Echelon's been around for a long time. You can check it out on the Internet. Echelon. They have fusion camps, fusion organizations all across America to correlate and coordinate your dossiers. They have their GPS satellites. They know exactly where your home is. They can follow your car. They can follow your cell phone. They can follow your iPod with GPS. They have something called InfraGuard, InfraGuard. It's on the Internet. Ask people if they know what InfraGuard is. Ask them to go and look it up. It's this FBI program to monitor people. It's a system of informants with tens of thousands of people. Maybe your next-door neighbor is a member of InfraGuard, and he's keeping track of you and reporting it to the FBI. They have their new drones, 30,000 of them, over America. Why would you do that? Because they want to track everyone and everything. Point out to people there really are people that want a dictatorship. Why should we think that would be true? And try to get them to think. But tell them the economy is going to collapse. It's only a matter of time. And when it does, they'll remember what you said. Do we have another caller? Well, do we have the same caller there?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
I'm calling from Green Valley Ranch, just outside of DIA, soon to be the home of the Russian paratroopers.
Okay, great to have you with us. I hope you'll give them our best.
I love your show, and I just wanted to say this morning that Denver is really lucky to have a candidate, peace and liberty candidate, running for the Congress against Diana DeGette. We've taken your advice, and there's lots of good people in Denver working to turn things around. But, you know, they have to register for the primary in June, and the deadline for that is May 25th. And if people aren't registered to vote in that primary, they need to get registered by May 25th because Richard Murphy will not be Diana DeGette's opponent unless he wins the primary in June.
Well, now, what party is he running on?
He's running as a Republican. He's
okay.
A Vietnam veteran, and he's a peace candidate and a liberty candidate.
Okay, well, yeah, I thought when you said peace and liberty, it sounded like peace and freedom. Of course, that's Communist Party, but peace, if he's a Republican running for peace and liberty, then, of course, he sounds like the sort of person that we would want to have in there.
And the reason he calls himself a peace candidate is because he's against spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan, which is would pay for a lot of Social Security.
You're absolutely right. And we do need peace candidates. And we need to point out we've wasted $1 trillion on that war over there. And all we've done is killed 1 million people and antagonized the Muslim world.
Thank you so much for what you do, Dr. Stan.
Well, thank you what is his name?
Richard Murphy, running as a Republican in the June Republican primary, and people cannot vote in that primary unless they're registered as a Republican by May 25th.
All right, and so what you're suggesting is they get on the ball and get registered then?
Begging them to.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Remember, the hierarchy of the Republican Party has been taken over by the same people who control the hierarchy of the Democrat Party. They are all in favor of the war. They are all in globalists. They're all going along with the Agenda 21 program of gradually increasing government control over the lives of the people. And unfortunately, step by step, little by little, like a thief working at nighttime, they are stealing our freedom. And of course, if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. There is no position of neutrality today. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. I do believe that God works in the affairs of men, but if you put your hands in your pocket, then you will mobilize God's activity. I believe he wants us involved in this battle. If I didn't, I wouldn't have spent the last 50 years or more trying to awaken the American people to the very nature of the spiritual battle in which we're involved today. Because they've compromised the church, they've changed us from a Christian to an immoral society, pushing immorality throughout the world, and God is going to bring his vengeance on this country. We're going to take it back. Back in a moment, grab on this morning program at American Truth.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Legion of Network, and certainly we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to support the some 70 outlets we have every single week. Where somewhere across America, people hear the truth. And we have half-hour programs, we have hour programs, we have two-hour programs on some stations, every day of the week. So we do have an impact, and people, those areas where our voice is heard, of course, you can see them moving strongly into support for Ron Paul, and we can just sort of look at the areas where we do have a footprint, and we know that this, when the message of truth gets out, people do respond. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and either get the tape of the month or get some of our material we put out, or perhaps you'd like to advertise with us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember those great new DVDs we have on geoengineering, Rosalind Peterson, Betty Martini's new DVD on aspartame, Michael Shaw's new DVD, and we have that now on the Agenda 21, my new DVD on The Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, the man who headed the Reese Committee's research division that investigated the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, my talk on The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, which is, I noticed an awful lot of them going out recently. Somebody just ordered 20 of them. And this takes you into the background of the occult forces behind everything going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, on the internet, or our live programs, or our live feed, when we're actually on live. Then, of course, you can listen to us on shortwave, you can listen to us on your iPod, you can listen to us certainly by telephone if you have unlimited minutes. It's all available. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com for details. Of course, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can listen to our radio programs, but we also have a wonderful section called Other Videos on the Web, and it simply links to important videos I think that you should watch to understand what's going on in the world today. But basically, more and more people are waking up. I'm well aware of this. I'm getting responses from people all across America never heard of before. So, I mean, don't get discouraged. Yes, a lot of people just don't want to hear this. But basically, as the economy deteriorates, and it's going to deteriorate, I mean, things won't be too bad this year, but by next year, we'll be approaching a chaotic situation. Right now, they'll try to keep things fairly well quieted down until the elections are over, and then, of course, all hell's going to break loose, I fear. and there's going to be chaotic situation probably over in Europe and then here financially. And people will look to the government that created this, to our invisible rulers for a solution, and they have it. It's called a dictatorship. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is www.hutchhub.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are in